This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. You're having a nice little Monday. Dropping Sue here.
It is if you're a corner, slot receiver, or backup quarterback. It's a great day for you. Decent tackles. You seen the going rate for like a borderline starting tackle in the NFL?
Yeah, we forgot to get to the Commies trade. I'll throw that in here and then we'll get back to our quarterback exercise. But the Commies got Laremy Tunsil today.
Yeah, and gave up a butt ton of ticks for him. Picks.
Picks, yeah. I don't know about ticks.
Hey, maybe they gave him some ticks. They're not messing around because they gave up multiple picks to go get Lattimore last year, corner out of New Orleans, gave up picks to go get Debo and pay him, and now they're giving up, I think, 4 picks to go get Tunsil, who's on the wrong side of 30.
All in, baby.
It appears the Commanders are in the Les Snead Rams F them picks mode. We're winning, and we're winning now. I hope it works out. It's at a very, very aggressive approach. I can't figure out what the Texans are doing.
There's a drop for that.
Yeah.
I think. It's
somewhere.
Fan.
Waiting.
Bloop. It exists somewhere.
Oh, I have it. Hold on.
What is the freaking Texans doing?
So remember when I said at the beginning, all I ask from a front office is to be able to give me their little, like, in a vacuum, this is our plan. So the Texans, they get C.J. Stroud 2 years ago, and it's like,
concepts of a plan.
C.J. Stroud's really good. So we're going all in, right? You got Tank Dell, you got Nico Collins, you go get Stephon Diggs, you draft Will Anderson, like all that. You got Hunter out of Minnesota, like everything's going good. And then this year, you kind of take a step backwards. And you take a step backwards because your offensive line is absolute dog crap, like one of the worst in the game. And so then you decide in the offseason that the one good lineman that you have, arguably the third or fourth best tackle in football, you get rid of him. And he's got 2 years left on the deal. I know you're going to have to sign him to an extension, but where exactly are you going to replace him, considering the fact that Dan Moore and Jalen Moore, who are two borderline starting tackles, one out of Pittsburgh, one out of San Francisco, and I mean, they're like, they both signed for $15-plus million a year as serviceable tackles. And there isn't anyone else out there. Baltimore re-signed their guy. There just isn't another starting tackle out there in free agency. So I'm just mildly perplexed for a team like Houston that said, hey, we're going all in a la Washington right now to trade, your best and really only really good offensive lineman to a team that is also apparently going all in right now. I would like to know what their plan is for their offensive line, especially at left tackle.
Guys, move on.
So, well, this is my...
I guess you'll find out.
We will find out.
Breaking news, dude.
If I'm CJ Stroud, I'm doing the in the corner, like my hand up. Excuse me. CJ Stroud.
Somebody said Texans are taking the Burt Cold route.
Yeah, just interested. So this, the only thing that makes sense here is you didn't want to pay him in 2 years, but you were in a win mode now. So wouldn't that be
win
a problem?
Win now mode, yeah.
Yeah, wouldn't that be a problem for 2 years down the road? It's insane.
Insane. Okay, so Josh Allen got $330 million,
mm-hmm.
Which is a lot of money.
Yeah.
So that sets the market.
Mm-hmm.
Every time a quarterback gets paid, it sets the market.
Yes.
But that one particularly.
It's a lot of money.
He's the MVP. So I saw a thing where a couple of cap guys were going through and spitballing about the next big quarterback contracts mm-hmm. coming up. Okay.
Sure.
So there are three of them. And I will tell you the amounts in the years, and you tell me which quarterback they think it's for.
Okay.
Okay, fella?
I'm trying to think of who the next quarterbacks to come. All right.
So one guy will get 5 years, $285 million projected. That's $57 million a year.
Hmm.
One guy will get 6 years, $324 million, which is about $54 million a year. And the last guy will get 3 years, $165 million, which is about $55 million a year.
It's a lot of money.
So what do you think? Those three guys. All three are going to get paid.
Sure. I'm just trying to think of when contracts are up. So no one's up, I think, fairly soon in the next year.
Well, there's a big one in there. 6 years, $324 million. That's a big one.
I'm going to say...
Who do you think that is?
Well, a lot of the guys have already been paid, but Allen had already been paid too. Hurts just got one fairly recently. Lamar just got one.
Well, let's put it this way: none of them are guys that have been paid recently.
Yeah, so we got the rookie
per se.
We got the rookie bros.
Not necessarily.
No, like CJ Stroud.
Yes, CJ yeah. Stroud. That is which CJ, guy is he?
CJ's got to get paid. He'll be the second one.
The second one was 6 years, 324?
Yeah.
No.
No.
They have CJ Stroud as the guy getting 5 years, $285 million.
Wow.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
That's good.
For him. I mean, like.
Yes.
That seems worth it.
That does seem. I mean.
You got to pay him.
You got to pay him. And the salaries are just going to go up as a percentage of the cap. And remember, yes, as the money goes up, just look, it's percentage of cap. Because as the cap goes up, the money goes up. So CJ will get paid. I'm trying to think of other rookies that are going to pay. Well, Daniels will get paid, but he's still got 4 years left of being cheap.
I will tell you right now, neither are rookies. Although, let me look at one guy's deal here in one sec.
Searching.
That's what we call a sack lunch.
Yeah, I guess one of them is on their rookie deal.
I was going to say, the only way that these guys can, it has to be dudes that are on their rookie deal.
One is, one isn't.
Okay, so I'm just trying to think, is Purdy in that mix?
Brock Purdy, exactly. 6 years, $324 million.
Well, apparently they offered him 47, and he told them to go F themselves. No, I'm not signing for $47 million bucks. Or it might have been 45. That they offered him up.
So that's $54 million they're projecting.
Yes.
For him.
Which again is about what...
I'm comfortable with the CJ one. Boy, and I know Brock Purdy's good. I'm not one of these guys that bashes Brock Purdy.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. Oof. That's a lot.
That is a lot of money. You know, and the problem is, and I hear this. Who was it? TJ Houshmandzadeh was on there and...
The Hoosh.
And I don't know TJ Houshmandzadeh, but I saw a clip where he was on one of the NFL shows and he was doing the, I wouldn't pay him a dollar more than it was 45, 46 or whatever and ranting and raving. And I would love to sit down with the Stephen A. clones.
Caitlin Clark is white.
And I would like to ask them a question. So if you're the 49ers and you're desperately trying to hold on to this window of being Super Bowl contenders, so unless you are, say, we are tearing this thing down and we're just starting over, right? Everything's got to go. We're going bare bones and we're going to be bad for a couple years and we're going to retool. You decide that you don't want to pay Brock Purdy. Like, yeah, we're not going to do it. Where would you like to go?
Yeah, what's your plan after
this,
that?
This dumbass idea that we have of, well, I'm not paying that. Cool. I get it. Then where do you want to go? You tell me. You tell me as a contending team with a room full of veteran players.
Trey Lance.
Exactly, right? Like, there isn't an option. This is like going into the housing market. Like, you move to San Francisco. The Asahi brand sets up shop in San Francisco. And you say, okay, well we got to buy a house. And you go down there and you look at a little row home that's $2.5 million, and you're like, I'm not paying that. And San Francisco looks at you as a city and goes, cool, well, then don't live here. There isn't another option.
No, your best options now are Rodgers or Daniel Jones. What
do
you
want? So this idea that Brock Purdy is going to sit there with, by the way, top five, top six quarterback numbers, better numbers than Trevor Lawrence, better numbers than a lot of these quarterbacks in Tua, and these guys get paid. And Brock's going to sit there and be like, well, you know, I was a seventh round pick. Therefore, I really feel like I shouldn't take more than $42 million because I should be fortunate to be in your system. Pull your head out of your ass. That's not how this works. So you can hate the Brock Purdy deal all you want. And by the way, that's one that if I was the Niners and I was signing, I would take a big old gulp and be like, well, damn it, here we go.
That's what I'm saying.
Just get it over with.
Cross our fingers. But the longer you wait,
take your medicine,
the worse it gets. And then so there'd be one more that still has to get paid.
3 years, 165.
Okay, so that's not bad.
$55 million a year.
But it's only 3 years, so it's not a huge.
No, it's not a huge.
But you said so it wouldn't be a rookie, so it wouldn't be Caleb, it wouldn't be Drake May.
Not a rookie. So this is, if you're just tuning in, three projected quarterback contracts moving forward. CJ Stroud, 5 years, 285.
That wouldn't be like a
Brock Purdy, 6 years, 324. And this guy, 3 years, 165.
55. I mean, who else is? Oh, Baker, maybe.
There it is.
Baker
Mayfield.
Yeah.
That's right.
And by the way, if you're Baker Mayfield and you play another year like you did now, this last year, Baker deserves to go to them and tear up that contract and be like, freaking pay me. Because that's the, up until right now, that's the best value going right now in the NFL is that Baker Mayfield contract. And that discount isn't going to last for very long.
You know, Baker will be 30 in April.
Really?
Isn't that wild to think about?
He's been around a while.
He seems young, but he's not.
Yeah. Well, but I would say, you know me, signing guys 30 plus years old, especially on the third contract, don't do it. It doesn't work out. Quarterbacks is the one difference. Quarterbacks can extend, but
and can even get better because they understand the game better. And
but if you're handing out contracts and you're handing them out to corners, or especially corners, receivers, running backs that are 30 years or older, I'm telling you, look at the numbers. It does not, historically, unless you are the outlier of outliers, it does not bode well. Those guys do not gently slide down a hill. They Thelma and Louise, that son of a bitch, right off the cliff. And it usually comes a crashing down.
All right, up next is our primetime stock watch, what we're buying and selling from the weekend in sports on The Fan.
Because there's an agent who's a realtor here to guide and help protect you as you find the home that's right for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors, right by you.
It's primetime stock watch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Sue buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime stock watch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
Yeah, she's driving you nuts. It's time to cut bait.
She's aloof, you know what.
What?
She's an aloof, you know.
Oh.
What?
Where I see it? What you mean. She is an aloof bitch.
Hey.
Time to cut bait.
Got to do what you got to do out there.
1-800-DIVORCE. Yeah. All right, here's Buck with our stack watch.
Well, let's start with a little Seahawks. Well, free agency and transactions. John Schneider, this is before the Sam Darnold trading was, signing. This was after the Seahawks traded DK Metcalf and what he had to say about their plan or their vision going forward.
Yeah, here we go. I mean, you know, you always have to do the thing to understand here is that, you know, our responsibility to, you know, Jody Allen, you know, the 12s, you know, first and foremost is doing what's absolutely best for the organization, A, and then B, what's best for the player. Hopefully, you know, both those things merge and it's an ideal situation. Sometimes that happens, sometimes it doesn't. Hopefully in this situation it does, and that'd be great. But worst case scenario, I mean, we have a amazing, explosive, powerful athlete playing receiver for us again in 2025. So we'll see where this goes.
Can I? I would like to point out something.
Yes.
Totally random about
that.
You know that SNL bit with Fred Armisen where he's like the movie reviewer guy?
Oh yeah.
And he never says anything.
I know of what you speak.
He's just word salad over, yeah. Like, well, you know, the thing about this movie that I think I didn't like, and you know, but the play was, that's what John Snyder did there.
A little bit, yeah.
For the first 30 seconds, nothing gets accomplished. Can you play it again? And take note.
When do we actually get any information?
Well, it starts when he says Jody Allen. Okay, so take note of how many words he says before he says Jody Allen.
Yeah, here we go. I mean, you know, you always have to do the thing to understand here is that, you know, our responsibility to, you know, Jody Allen,
yeah.
You know, the 12s, you know, first and foremost is doing what's absolutely best for the organization, A, and then B, what's best for the player. Hopefully, you know, both those things merge and it's nice.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the thing that's best here, you know, what you really got to think about it on weekends and weekdays too.
If you ever want to know if someone's full of S, just
He's searching for
Your wife caught you doing something, or someone caught you doing something you're not supposed to do, and they got the "What the hell are you doing?" You got to stall for some time.
Spin your wheels for like 15 seconds to gather your thoughts.
That's right. He doesn't know what to say, so he is saying all of those things so that he can find some bullshit in his head to spit.
Like your best like platonic lady friend just caught you like digging through her underwear drawer. Are you digging through my pit? Am I digging through your panties? Well, what you need to understand first and foremost is, you know, there's a lot of drawers in this room.
The thing to understand here,
it reminds me of an Office bit where Steve Carell's interviewing for like an upper management position, and he's like, "My philosophy in business, you do not, under any circumstances, ever, and I mean ever, sacrifice what I would say is the most important." And then it cuts to his interview, and he's like, "Sometimes I start a sentence, I don't even know where it's going."
That's what that is.
That's what that was. Okay, so now, here we go.
Or sell that John Schneider has done well in his return for what he's received back for both Geno Smith and for DK Metcalf. Two-pronged buy and sell, and buy or sell, you see his vision for the current roster.
Okay, yes and yes, but there's caveats. The first part, yes. I think what you got in return for DK Metcalf, no one was giving you a first. I really thought that if DK really wanted $30 million, I thought it was going to be a third.
I thought so, too.
I can't believe someone gave a second and then paid him $30 million. Have fun with that, Pittsburgh. Good luck. You know, you got a third for Geno Smith. Solid. And I think Geno is a better quarterback than Sam Darnold, but that's me. And then the vision for the future, yeah, I can see it. I don't have to agree with it. I agree with the vision of what they're doing from a defensive standpoint. I agree with the vision of DK Metcalf not being worth $30 million taking up my cap. Do I agree with the vision of Sam Darnold and you've done nothing so far? When you've watched a lot of teams aggressively rebuild their offensive line and so far you've done nothing, that I don't agree with. Do I see their vision? Yes. I just don't agree with it. So yes, yes. Caveat on the second one. And I really still will bet my a good chunk of money. Third or fourth round, a quarterback will come off the board. This will be a Matt Flynn, Russell Wilson situation. You pointed out, Rob, at the combine, Schneider talked about how he was impressed with some of these quarterbacks. And you could feel a little kind of pickup in his step. And the Darnold contract, whatever, you can get off this thing in a year, two at the most. There will be competition for Sam Darnold. This does not mean that Darnold is the starting quarterback in Seattle for years to come.
Well, I buy the first part that I think he got a good return with a second and a third for Geno and DK because I wasn't high up just personally on either of them. So that's good. So I'll buy that. But I'll sell that I see his vision. I don't really get what he's doing at quarterback. Why? So if I agree with you, they'll probably draft a quarterback. Okay, so why are you paying $36 million to Sam Darnold? That makes no sense.
They've never been willing to admit that they're in a rebuild. Ever,
well, that's a problem.
John Schneider.
That's a problem. Yeah. And I think that, you know, if you're going to go the rookie route, one, there's no guarantee a rookie isn't your day one starter.
Yeah.
Okay, but if you don't want that, get somebody in there that's way cheaper and on a shorter deal than 3 years, $110 million.
I would have been more inclined, if you would have asked me, I think I would have rolled the dice like what the Jets rolled the dice with Justin Fields than I would Sam Darnold. But that's,
well, there's plenty of guys out there.
That's just me.
Could have gone with. But they, I don't know, Darnold seems like they're kind of lying to themselves a little bit. Because I don't think Darnold is anything north of Geno Smith.
I think they got a worse version of Geno Smith, but that's just me.
And if you think he's south of Geno Smith, he's not that far south of Geno. So it's the same guy.
Yeah, but you got to pick and $9 million less.
Okay, whatever. I don't see the vision of the quarterback thing, but maybe it will all come into focus soon.
Well, this name came up a little bit earlier, but Aaron Rodgers still without a landing spot, and our buddy Mike Yam asked former Seahawk Michael Robinson about that on the NFL Network.
For Aaron Rodgers, best fit for him, who do you have?
Oh, man. Kleiner he got in that big house he got, that's the best fit. Couch, man, what you doing, Aaron? You done made almost $400 million in this league, bro. You got the championship. You're one of the all-time greats, man. You're great in the media. I'd love to see you with a podcast or something. I think you'd be very entertaining. But we saw him look better toward the end of last season with the New York Jets, man. But I don't know. Maybe the Pittsburgh Steelers, yeah, because they do have the structure. They're used to dealing with older players. And Mike Tomlin understands how to talk to a guy like an Aaron Rodgers. But for real, is Aaron Rodgers going to be all the way in? He's going to come to OTAs? He's going to come to minicamp? Is he going to have some retreats he has to go on? Does he have his own business he has to do? I mean, I don't know. Pittsburgh Steelers aren't used to that type of life coming from their quarterback. So, I would say to recline.
Buy or sell that Aaron Rodgers will not have a starting job come opening day this NFL season.
I'm going to sell this because I think teams are dumb and they're desperate. I don't think he's that far off.
Who was that guy?
That was Michael Robinson.
Michael Robinson, former fullback with the Seahawks.
Yeah.
I said all along, I thought there was a good chance that Aaron Rodgers sits at home. I think there's enough speculation. I think there's enough juice. There does seem to be some Pittsburgh momentum coming there. The fact they went and got DK Metcalf, I think, tells you that Pittsburgh, again, isn't ready to say that we're going young. I don't think they can run the Russell Wilson thing back again. That kind of starts to fit, but, you know, he's not going to Seattle. He's not going to Vegas. I mean, there's not many other spots. So I kind of feel like it might be Pittsburgh or bust for him. I don't think the Giants are obviously going to roll the dice on that.
What about the Browns?
Yeah, I guess you could say Cleveland. So I'll sell it. I think he does have a spot, but I'm with him. I'm with Robinson that the best spot for him is on the recliner. This doesn't end well. And by all accounts, he does not want his legacy to be this. The way it ended in New York, I think it's going to get worse. So, but no, someone will take a shot on him because there's just not enough quarterbacks.
Buy or sell, he will be a starting quarterback on opening day this year.
Oh, yeah. There is a little bit of a question, but I don't think there's much of one.
I mean, the seats at the musical chairs are filling up, though.
Yeah.
They are, but he's, I know he's older, 41, and he's a headache. He can still play.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all that matters. And somebody will go get him. And I bet you it's Pittsburgh.
All right, final one for you on this journey. I'm going to require you to pull up some video if you haven't seen it already. Did you see the Virginia State High School track meet?
I did. Did you see this big zucchini?
Virginia?
You would know if
you're on X or just on the internet, look up a baton assault. It was at a moment that went viral over the weekend.
Crazy.
In which a high school female athlete essentially clubs another high school runner in the relay race with the baton, knocking her off the track.
Which I'm surprised we haven't seen more of.
Yeah,
really?
Because you got the weapon.
Well, it's right in your hand. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're racing, not fighting.
Yeah, well, it's war out there.
Oh, by
she hits her right over the head.
I mean, it is rather savage. We now have the defense from the assaulter, Alayla Everett.
Okay.
Everybody has feelings, so you're physically hurt, but you're not thinking of my mental, right? They're going off of one angle. a couple times hitting her, my baton got stuck behind her back like this, and it rolled up her back. I lost my balance, and when I pumped my arms again, she got hit. I know my intentions, and I would never hit somebody on purpose. They're assuming my character, calling me ghetto, racist slurs, death threats, all of this just because of a 9-second video.
What? Wait a minute. Were there two people in that?
No, it was just a TikTok that was quickly edited of longer video.
So the crying part of her was like, oh, it's
like they're worried about her physically, but no one's worried about my mental.
Yeah, but then she explained it by saying the baton got caught.
No, her, that her baton got caught, and that when she pumped her, she had to do an extra pump with her arm.
Wow. Dude,
that essentially forced this very random action.
Dude, I'm watching it right here.
And people only have one angle, and they only have one 9-second clip, and now they're being racist.
She cocks back and drills her, and then after she drilled her, she cocked back and swings at her again.
Yeah, it's not even... Dude.
Buy or sell, the least believable defense since OJ.
Yes. Buy. God.
Yeah. I don't want to call her the B word because she's a high school runner, but...
Yeah, you can't do that.
I can't do that.
What, you can't?
No, she's just a young girl.
Okay. Well, and by
making
the way,
excuses.
You don't need to call anyone ghetto and you know, racist.
That has nothing to do with
slurs
it
or whatever. But
they're both black. If you want to know,
dude, charge her ass with assault and send her ass to juvie. They say the girl's got a concussion and a possible skull fracture.
Yeah,
dude.
So if you didn't see it, the girl, she clearly just hits her over the head because she was being passed.
Yeah, clubs her,
and then the girl who got hit
goes down.
Well, she kind of stumbles off to the side and goes out of the race. Yeah.
She goes down.
I mean, it's clear as day. So what she's saying is indeed the worst excuse since OJ.
Can we?
There's no question.
We have reached a point.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You can blame whoever you want. I love that we are at a point now in society where you can get caught on camera doing something. You can get caught on camera saying something.
Not what happened. Uh-uh.
Say your own words. And someone's like, dude, you said that. You can be like, no, I didn't. I didn't say it. No, we have it right here. I never said it. No, we have the video of you clubbing. You know what? It's all angles. If you just look, they got caught in their shirt, and I pumped my arm. Next thing you know, it's clubbing her in the head with it. Dude, we are so effing stupid now that and probably nothing will happen on this. She'll come up with her horse crap excuse. She'll cry.
She already did. We just heard it.
Yeah, lip quiver.
I feel like she's just basically acting like a teenager here.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to make it as some sort of societal statement. I just think she's a dumb kid. But she needs some guidance here because that went viral.
Just say I had a horrible moment. I did a horrible thing
okay,
I shouldn't
but have. I just don't think... I don't know, how old is she? 16, 17 years old? Look, I think a lot of 16, 17-year-old kids are going to go that route. Like, who took responsibility for anything at that age, okay? Yeah. So she's not prepared to stand up to the entire internet and answer that question. She's just not. She's too young and dumb, okay? She just needs better...
Then don't get up there and say anything.
Well, you know they're going to put a camera in her face.
Then say the right thing.
Well, she needs better guidance is what I'm saying. I think this is... Whoever allowed her to get up there and say that is... That's, to me, the worse thing than the kid. A kid just being a dumb kid.
But can I also say, while I understand the whole dumb kid thing, I am so tired of someone being like, well, they were a kid. No, okay, you're not 12. You're in high school, so you're 16, 17, 18 years old, and you possibly cracked someone's skull open because you lost your S over losing a race. Guess what? There's real consequences.
You gotta own that.
Her ass should never run in a high school track meet again. Sit your ass down. You don't get to run anymore. And yes, if I was that other family, I would 100% charge her ass. And you're going to have something on your record. You're going to go to counseling. Right? I mean, you're not going to prison. You're a minor.
Community service.
But you're going to do some community service. Maybe you're going to spend a month in juvie or something, and maybe you're going to figure some stuff out. This idea that we do this so often with these kids, where they do these horrific crimes. You know, we catch them doing something, and then we're like, well, it's a kid, and, you know, we got to treat them as a kid, and, you know, their brains are underdeveloped. Like the one dip-ass that ran, and I'm not saying it's the same thing, but remember the kid that ran the people down with his dad's truck and killed them, and we were like, well, he didn't know right from wrong, so let's community service. Then at some point, you get to be held accountable for your actions. And this, I'm not going to call her the name I want to call her, but Dude, that is horrible video. And then to stand up there and come up with the dumbest lie?
Stockwatch brought to you by Goldberg Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. In the news is next. Daylight saving time is here.
Controversial.
Fair, always is. Yeah. Every year, it's as if we've gone through it for the first time. We're like, what is this? My circadian rhythm's all off?
Oh, yeah.
I what is this?
Ban it.
Shouldn't there be a law? Wait, there is. There Wait. Is. All that next. Here's Buck.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Coming hard. All right, hello. Welcome back to our show. It's our radio show. On the radio.
Yes.
It is March 10, 2025. It's time for In the News. I am your noted newsman. Thank you.
Space Force.
Yes, Space Force.
Are we still Space Forcing?
I don't know. You never hear about that.
No. I think everyone got embarrassed the first time around and just kind of keeps it quiet.
Maybe they were offered $25,000 severance packages.
That's right. We're cutting Space Force from the budget.
It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is International Lime Day. Do you like the lime?
Only in my cocktails. Other than that, I don't know why I would ever need a lime. I guess tacos.
You don't put lime in, like, in water?
No.
Ever?
I'll squeeze them over a nice taco and then, you know, a garnish on a cocktail or two.
Lime's a lot of uses for lime. A lot of uses for lime.
Like what else?
Well, cocktails and food. You can put lime in just about any of that.
Yeah. Limes are delicious. I'm pro lime.
Key lime pie?
Yeah. I don't mind key lime pie.
Lime or lemon? Pick one now. Go.
Lemon.
Yeah, I'm taking the lemon.
Me too.
And that's why the lime doesn't get, you know, it's the bastard twin.
It is also Landline Telephone Day.
Hmm.
Have you ever explained to your kids what landlines were like?
I think my kids remember the landline.
Do they?
Yeah. I found out, this was a recent thing, I found out two people that I know still have landlines. Hmm. I was like, oh my gosh, you're the one. Got two buddies of mine, and they were a little protective of the landline when I was making fun of them. I think they were a little bristly.
Well, why do they have a landline? Like, what is that?
What was one they needed the landline for? This was about a month ago I had this discussion. One of them didn't have a reason other than you just was old and chaotic. The other guy had some sort of reason for having a landline. Like, he had to have it in order to have something else. And I don't remember what it was. But either way,
He bundled it with his internet or something?
Something like that. He needed the landline for something or other. It was some sort of necessity. But I asked, do you still have a phone? And he goes, yeah. There he has two cordless phones that are in there. And
cordless.
And he said sometimes his wife calls him. If he calls and doesn't pick up the cell phone, she will call the landline. And I was like, oh my God, the landline's still there.
Man.
Yeah.
My parents are 82 and they don't even have a landline anymore.
No. Oh. That's what it was. He has a landline, and his father has a landline. Now, his dad's an old, and they live out in the country. And I was like, all right, I get it. The landline cell service up there was a little spotty, and they're old.
Yeah.
His parents
and
are aging.
They've had it forever. They're,
yes.
The idea of canceling it is...
Yes.
I mean...
But for him, and he's in his 50s, for him to have a landline, there was no... I'm like, really? You need it? He's like, they still have the landline.
Oregonians will need to turn their clocks forward, or already did. Sorry, this must have been yesterday they wrote this. Daylight saving time returned last night.
Yeah.
So although we don't really have to, I haven't had to turn a clock yet today.
No.
Let's find like more sun.
The microwave or something.
It's all automatic.
I had to do it on my stove and on my car.
The car?
Yeah.
Your car doesn't?
My little Subaru, my 2017 Subaru.
2017, that'll do it.
It's got that symmetrical all-wheel drive, but it can't change a clock.
Well, lawmakers have been trying to ditch the Switch for years.
Yeah.
So you may be wondering, and this may be a good time for your noted newsman to update you on how that's going. Because, we are on daylight saving time again.
Yes, we are.
And I'm sure a lot of people are like, well, wait a minute. Didn't they say that they were going to get rid of that and just stay on permanent? What is it?
Spring forward, fall back.
No, I know, but what's the other time called? It's called, like, there's a name for it.
That I don't know.
Well, there are two Senate bills. 566 and 1038 that are aiming to take standard time. That's what it is. Permanent standard time or daylight saving time. Okay.
Yeah.
So we just sprung forward on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So now we're saving daylight.
Yes.
Okay. It's not savings. We're not putting it in a savings account.
I don't get to bank that for later.
It's saving. So, and you and I benefit from it. We're some of the few who benefit from it, some people may just prefer it. But when we get off work at 7 o'clock now,
yeah,
it's going to be light out.
Yes.
And that's great for
us.
That
is great.
That said, I still would rather just stay on permanent standard time.
But remember, we have to have all the states and like on the West. Otherwise,
that's exactly what it is.
It's really weird because like I live in Washington, but work in Portland. I can't cross the bridge and then all of a sudden have it be an hour different.
So the two bills aim to make standard time permanent if Washington and California do the same. Now, last year in Oregon, we didn't get to this bill in time and it died on the vine. This year, in this legislative session, it's looking as if they are going to approve it. But now Washington has hit a snag. Mm. And so here we are again. Okay.
So basically, we have no answer to anything.
Well, again, like you said, they all have to align, California, Washington, and Oregon. It would seem that they would, but that is proving to be harder than I think many thought when they first put this forward.
Yeah.
And I don't know why that is.
Yeah,
because, you Washingtonians are difficult to deal with.
Well, dude, remember the COVID thing? Like, trying to get states to agree on anything, my God. You can't even get, like, three people to agree. You ever been out with more than two people and you're trying to figure out where you're going for dinner? That alone will take you 9 hours. Let alone trying to deal with states.
Well, they are saying that permanent standard time is best aligned with the natural circadian rhythms of our own brains and bodies.
I gotta have that.
Well, that is a thing. Look, I don't know why we need that. It used to be for the farmers, you know, and the kids. Can we just go to permanent standard time?
Can I make a bold thing? I don't really care. The 1 hour doesn't make a difference either way, and I adjust to it after like 3 days, so I'm fine. Do what you want to do. It really doesn't impact my day on a major basis. It's fine.
So it says, even if Oregon lawmakers pass one of these bills, it would not go into effect unless both Washington and California agree. Yeah. During the current Washington legislative session, a bill to make standard time permanent did not make it out of committee.
Those damn kids.
So you idiots up there are against it.
Yeah. Look, we're busy dealing with the big license plate situation right now, trying to figure out whether or not we can afford new license plates. We got bigger things to fry up in the state of Washington. Don't worry about us. We're trying to figure it out. And by the way, I remembered what it was. My buddy has to have the landline because he's got a gate. He lives on property. And so you have to have a landline in order to work the little gate. You punch in the gate code. And without that,
must be nice.
Yeah, he needs that. That's why he still has the landline.
Sabrina is returning to Oregon. That's next on The Fan. All right, welcome back. Hot Five coming up next. Big day in football. Bunch of dudes getting new teams and monies and stuff.
Lots of monies. Well, some teams just have so much money they don't know what to do with it. See, like the New England Patriots, you got to spend it on someone. So it's kind of a bad free agent class. So guys are going to get paid.
Wrapping up in the news with one more story for you here. March 10, 2025. Our friend Sabrina Ionescu is back. I don't know if you know that.
I don't. What's she doing?
She will get another chance to play at Matthew Knight Arena as the WNBA and the New York Liberty will be here May 12th for an exhibition game against a Japanese league team.
I'm guessing they're doing this simply because Sabrina? Is there another reason why it's in Eugene?
It's basically part of the WNBA's preseason slate, and because their season starts like right after the NBA finishes. And so they try to generate buzz with players' hometowns and places they've been.
Because you know what I love more than regular season WNBA?
Exhibition WNBA.
Exhibition games.
Is the BTJ going to go and root
she's
on
gotta
her,
be fired up
her brethren?
Well, that's tough because she's a Duck.
Ah!
She's an Oregon graduate.
Maybe she has one of those split jerseys.
Yeah. I'm going to go down there and wear my my Team Japan baseball hat and root on the gals from the Far East. I mean, outside of Sabrina, I mean, we don't have any other Duck connections, right, on the New York Liberty, or do we? Can't say I know a lot about
Sabali is on the team.
I was going to say, I don't know
my... Yeah, they traded for Satu Sabali.
I don't know my New York Liberty roster.
Sabali, sorry, not Sabali.
Come on.
I should know that. She said, I can't wait to get back on the court in Eugene with the New York Liberty at Matthew Knight Arena. I've got some great things in store throughout the weekend for my teammates, past and present, Oregon women's basketball fans, the Eugene community, and the SI20 Foundation. So, Duck forever!
All right. Go, Sabrina.
She never said any of that.
No.
No, that sounds written.
That sounds like the worst quote I've ever heard.
By a publicist.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah, we get the idea.
What are you supposed to do? Well, say something authentic. That's what you're supposed to do,
yeah,
Jason.
We get the idea. That's not the way press works.
It's amazing how few people get that.
For people.
That's in the news March 10, 2025. The Hot 5 at 5 is coming up next. Big time sports news and stuff on The Fan.